Okay, look, we're just gonna have to go with it now. Hi, good afternoon. This is the Seamus Collins Show.
It's I'm not here. You.
It's my podcast. Get your own. I'm with my first guest of my new show.
Guest,
Fia Malloy. She's my colleague here in the Abbey Hotel, Roscommon. Don't come here. Fia, tell me something about yourself.
Ah, I just slipped my wrist.
Hannah Baker, these are my tapes. we're looking at Francis over there. He's the chef. He doesn't know how to saute onions, but he can light a fucking roly. So we're all sorted.
That is actually very true.
He's with Marco. Marco is
the
Italian.
Food shit today, Michael.
Yeah, the food was shit.
Disgusting.
I think we need to talk about Ebola.
Okay, on today's episode. Let's do it.
Because we're all gonna die.
Yeah.
In the next 12 years.
To be fair. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but we're not gonna make it to 40. I don't think.
Sure, if gambling.
Yeah, at least we won't have to work here.
Yeah.
But.
Know.
I think Ebola would be a bad way to go.
It would have to be a very bad way to go.
Although it'd be a better way to go than being hit by sharks.
By sharks.
There was a girl in Castle Coote. She was down in the lock in Glenamaddy. And her mother was on a boat. And right to know.
A kayak,
yeah. And the mother was on the boat anyway. And this young girl, we'll call her Bridie. But that wasn't her real name because I'm not allowed to use real names on this show. Copyright,
was
you know.
What about Jane Doe?
Jane. Who's Jane?
Jane Doe is an alias for what they call people who have to stay anonymous.
Oh well, we're not if you ever that tied to the
actually,
Supreme Court.
Do you want to know a quick fact? Go if you ever hear air hostesses on a plane,
air hostess.
Shut up!
I mess my pants.
Talking about a John Doe or a Jane Doe, that means there's a dead person on board. You know,
what if your name is actually body. Jane?
Well, then you're
Well, anyway, this Jane then, although I think Bridie is catchier, but Jane was in the lock in Glenamaddy. If anybody knows it, you know, it's quite
lovely
deep
terror.
And lovely, but it's dangerous. Dangerous terrain.
Actually, three people have died then.
Well, four now, because Bridie is dead, or Jane, or the fuck you call her. And Bridie's mother was in the boat, and Bridie jumped in to pet some rocks or something. And what was in the fucking water? Only a big dirty shark and bit her arm off. She's like, get me Padre Pio necklace out for the store anyway. Bit her arm off and she going around in fucking circles swimming and then Bridie's mam fucking Bridie Senior screaming at her to get back into the boat and fucking Bridie in the water. How can I get back in the boat, mammy? My arm is gone. And a second shark came along. In Glenamaddy now. A second shark came along and bit her leg off. And she got to Glenamaddy Hospital. West Dock, if anybody knows this. They're only open at 9, so they had to wait outside for 3 hours with two limbs. And Bridie was hanging on in West Dock, but they pronounced her dead. So the moral of the story is...
Don't go to Glenamaddy.
And now that we have perspective, actually Ebola might be not the worst way to die.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's an Ebola epidemic in Africa.
But you like that. You have to go and look on the bright side all the time.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, I get Ebola, but you know what? I could have a shark attack.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, really, we're not in Africa.
No.
We're in mini Africa, here in County Roscommon, but it's not Africa.
Some may consider this place worse than Africa.
Some may consider it. Like, the grass is always greener. If you showed fucking Mahuta from Kenya this place, he'd probably want to go back to his fucking drought-ridden shithole. Because this place is just a depressing shithole. So it's all about perspective. And really, I think the one lesson we can take from today's first episode of the Seamus Collins Show,
always
trademark.
Always look on the bright
side of life. I hope you all like my intro song.
Those windows are open.
Oh, what will?
On the side.
Oh, yeah, fucking Bridie and... Everyone's got Bridie. I can't think of any more names. Bridie in room 40 will have a stroke. So, yeah, really, on this first episode, we're not going to do a big episode because, unfortunately, we have to get back to work soon.
We just kind of wanted to end it.
We just want to, like...
A little note of hope.
Yeah, and we just want to let you know who we are. This is going to be a daily episode. And follow us on all the social media accounts. We've actually got a blogger in here tonight.
We do indeed.
If anybody knows her, get in touch. What's her name?
Kira
Kira Kilroy. She has 9,000 followers on Instagram, so she is fucking famous. She is big news. You might not know this, but she is a big fucking deal.
And they gave her the bridal suite, and she definitely offered for free.
Yeah, a bridal suite, and she's getting that for free. And she got champagne, and I had to bring up fucking glasses, so
Did she get champagne?
She got champagne and River Rock water.
Which is very expensive,
I've been told. Yeah, we're not holding back for Kira.
No, we're not.
She's got such a presence on social media.
A large following.
She really does, so she can really make a difference. I might get in touch with her, tell her to spread awareness about Ebola and sharks, because they are the two pressing issues of our time and of our generation.
Exactly.
Ebola and sharks.
Honestly, fuck Brexit. Like, exactly. This is the shit
we need to be on about. And the key issue, do not go to a lake in Africa. Thank you for your time. This is Seamus Collins.
And Fiona Malloy.
Bye. Until next time. Cunts.